finally, after so long, welcome, happy new year, et cetera, et cetera. I have a story about a babysitter who returned a baby pretending it was alive, but it was dead.
Oh, no.
Vincent Zhang, my goodness, charges were filed against 28-year-old Marissa Titsort of Wausau in connection with the infant's death while he was in her care. Victim was identified, 2-month-year-old Benson right there. Look at that kid. Oh, no, he's dead. Is this the before or after picture? The child's mom told authorities that she thought Benson was sleeping. Oh, later realized the kid was cold and stiff. Officers arrived at the home to find the boy with his jaw clenched, because dying is hard. His jaw was clenched.
He thinks that's hard. Imagine if he lived.
His whole body was clenched. He was a clenched-ass motherfucker. Well, when they were in her care, the woman allegedly received a text saying that she was charged with child abuse and ordered not to be around children. Allegedly asked the woman not to tell anyone she was babysitting the kids. Wow, really, I don't need your reference, I guess, you know. There she is. Oh, she looks so,
phased.
Yeah, she looks like a great babysitter, too.
Yeah, that's who you want.
Plenty of eyeliner, weird little smile.
Wide nose. Wide nose is always a giveaway.
Of
mental. It's
are we going in?
Banking prowess?
Right.
Lots of things.
Lots of things. All of them bad.
I'm joined by Thomas Palladino.
Yes, sir.
Son of the Republican Woman of the Year.
Correct. GOP Woman of the Year, Vicky Palladino. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she'll be receiving a trophy or something?
It will be some kind of trophy. It's a ceremony in March.
They give all the Republican women a trophy.
It's like the three of them.
That they tried, you know?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she made a big impact this year.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the room is Greg Kritikos, Greg the Greek, a.k.a. Oscar-winning Greek actor and impressionist, and, of course...
Pleasure to be here, Pat. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys both for being here. An NYPD sergeant and an officer have performed. They've become 2 points of a love rectangle. Four corners and some police brass involved an NYPD sergeant. Cheated on his cop girlfriend with a fellow officer whose husband is also on the job. Bosses took away everybody's guns.
Oh,
look at that. That's some love making.
Interracial thing going there?
No. They're both the same race, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're just very different colors.
They're both blue.
They're both blue.
Yeah, there's no race in the NYPD. NYPD Sergeant Kendu Worley. Kendu.
Indeed.
Yeah. My wife, Kendu. And Stephanie Gallardo, both assigned to the department's strategic response group. And they had their fling. It was revealed the secret was when Worley's live-in girlfriend, Kendu Worley's live-in girlfriend, Ty-S. Copen,
what the fuck?
A union delegate in the 32nd Precinct, found incriminating photos on his cell phone. Posted them, I guess.
Keep that cell phone.
What happened? One shows Gallardo, her wet hair, gazing into the eyes of Worley, who has beads of water dotting his bare chest. I guess that was what we were looking at. Maybe.
Is that it?
Maybe not. Caption said, I told my girl I loved her 10 minutes before I fucked this one.
Nice.
What? She's someone's wife. She's not my girl, though. I have one, and this is not her. Wow.
Wait.
Pretty bold.
Oh, so this is the girlfriend posting that with on that
his,
caption.
On his shit. With
that caption, to stick it to him.
This is the girlfriend, Ty-S.
Wow.
What? Come on.
You can't get away from her. What? Why would you cheat on that?
Or is that the one that he cheated with?
No, this is Ty-S.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one who found the photos.
Oh, okay. It all makes sense.
Photos on his cell phone. Yeah. He decided he wanted to fuck someone pretty.
Right. It's understandable.
That's a good thing to say if you ever get caught cheating, too.
Isn't she hot?
I just wanted to fuck someone pretty.
Right.
At all. Someone interesting, nice, big dick-sucking lips.
But that one, I mean, we're not getting a good shot of that. I feel like that isn't super pretty there either.
I think that she's better than the other one. Okay. But, I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
I mean, Okay.
The other one got that curry pussy.
Oh,
God.
What? Everybody get all fucking...
Oh,
I don't
no.
Know,
oh, no, don't say that.
A little too love her name. Network.
easy on the curry pussy.
Sounds like a Roman god, Tyus.
Tyus.
Yeah. God of getting cheated on. So anyway, they took their guns. Well, that sounds like a good New York City crime report story. I have to cover that on that show, which happens every week. You know what I mean? It doesn't take 2 weeks off in a row.
Never.
Unless I feel like it. But it doesn't. It's never forced to by the powers. Let's go to a shocking video. How about that?
Yes.
Ooh, this is... Ah, we've all enjoyed this. This guy's moves are... Absolutely.
He's ready.
He's ready. Look at the power in that.
Oh!
Power.
They don't call him New York's finest.
Look at that. He just knocks him right down. This is like a video game where the guys are real weak.
Like zombies.
Yeah, like you can just like...
It's the tutorial, the first level.
Yeah.
The easiest setting.
Here's how you use this.
Spawning enemies.
Oh. You can kick. And the guy goes, hey, guys, hold on. Let's get it together.
Oh, here he is. That's the best part of the
movie. Ah, he didn't even swing. He fell right off.
It's, it's a slim platform, you know.
Jesus.
If only a train would have come right then.
It would have been up.
You can't expect the MTA to have that kind of comedic timing, though, I guess.
Video would have gone from a 5 to a 10. Just yeah.
I don't know, man. That's one of the best videos I've ever seen.
It was great. Bums ganging up on a cop.
That's an 8. Like, I mean, it's just like
doing his whole
bouncing and stuff. He's using his training. It's like, but I don't know. Wouldn't you have just started swinging the club?
Yeah.
And or, not stopped until
they're all
until nothing
down.
Was moving. Yeah.
Or you have a gun also. You do. You also have a gun.
Yeah, but why? Why even? You know, get all that shit started, you know?
And why didn't he use his mace? How come
his mace?
Mace.
Actually,
so many options.
I can answer that.
Oh, what?
So there's levels of use of force. OC spray would only be a level 4 use of force. And
how long have you been on the police department?
I'm speaking from my Navy experience.
Oh, right.
And
okay,
honestly,
so.
I've been pepper sprayed. I'd rather be pepper sprayed than beaten with a baton.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah.
Just one swat from a baton?
You gotta figure those batons hurt a lot.
How many swats for a blast? I mean, at least 3. It depends on who's swinging that baton, I guess.
Yeah, as pussified as that transit cop appeared to be.
He was not a pussified gentleman in any way. I don't know what you're talking about.
The power of that kick, he knocked him over with one...
I resent the implication.
I think it was more of a loss of balance on the part of his target, but...
The guy was sweeping up and cleaning house up there.
Serpico.
Look at that. Serpico, he ratted on everybody, and then he went... shaved his beard, came back...
Look at him.
That was a pretty good swing.
He's not even hitting anybody. That's
I didn't even notice the one off to the right there.
Yeah.
You can have like a cast like bums better than this. These guys are all fucking retarded.
Jesus Christ.
No, central casting would not send you better bums than that.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. Let's look at another video. What the hell? Tom, did you have a nice vacation break?
I had a pretty good vacation.
Nice.
Couple of days.
See your family?
I did see the family. Andrea came and hung out with the family too.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Did you see that time that somebody brought the wrong fireworks to the school play?
Oh, let's see.
No.
These are outdoor fireworks.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Dude, this is amazing, man. Wow, this is. Hopefully, this is in the Bronx somewhere.
No, those look like nice little kids.
There's nice little kids in the Bronx, but...
Are there?
Not anymore.
Not that they wouldn't be afraid of this kind of firepower, though. They'd be
no.
What?
Great. Holy shit.
Yeah, they Why do I blame the Santa, though, you know? I just feel like he's the one who was like, I don't know, I thought they'd be all right.
Are there indoor fireworks, though?
Because it says indoor fireworks.
It says you accidentally buy outdoor fireworks for the school play.
Well, but I mean, you know the difference. The kind of shoot
like
up into the sky
or something,
blow up, and shit, you know, and like if it was a couple of firecrackers.
Look at this little girl in the front. completely unflinching balls of steel. Yeah.
She's just standing there.
Like, yup. She rehearsed it. It's just like rehearsal, guys.
This is
part
of it, right?
So, that is chaos. That's what. That's when you're actually happy you went to the little Christmas
shit.
It's
like I almost didn't go to this.
I was really trying to miss this, and then it turned out to be fun and exciting.
Awesome.
Or like you missed it, you made up some excuse, and then your wife tells you what happened, and you're like, fuck, the one time, huh?
Right, sure, I'm sure it was that bad. First of all, you wouldn't believe her. You'd be like, come on.
Yeah, okay.
You're full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Loud noise, big deal.
Yeah, the sparkler was too big, ooh.
A Park Avenue lawyer led a double life as a serial sex fiend.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Rashawn Kelly.
Of course it was.
Rashawn Kelly, during his assignment in court, during his arraignment in court. Oh, see,
assignment.
Sometimes there's like a photo caption.
Oh, okay.
And so that you just have a stupid.
Read it like you're reading.
Rashawn Kelly, during his arraignment in court. Rashid Umar Abbasi, a Park Avenue lawyer, is the serial sex fiend who terrorized Manhattan women during a perverted 2-month spree.
Wow.
Linking him to at least 5 groping attacks from Harlem to the Lower East Side. I don't know,
what
groping attacks,
fuck?
Does that make you a sex? Whoa, look at that guy's
Park
eyes
Avenue
or anything.
Lawyer? That's not the caption.
Is that a Park Avenue lawyer?
That isn't. That does not look like a Park Avenue lawyer to me. I'm calling shenanigans.
Your Honor,
on
I plead
this.
Black. I mean,
he's got that. What you mean guilty?
Yeah. What you talking about?
What you talking about? Guilty?
What you talking about, Your Honor? Attorney Rashawn Kelly went on the disturbing spree. See, I don't know. Wait a second. Why? They're giving me 2 different names here. Rashid Umar Abbasi, a Park Avenue lawyer. Oh, okay. Rashid Umar Abbasi is the photo credit.
Oh, he's the one who took the picture. Okay.
God, I'm a tard.
Wow.
I am a super tard.
Listen, you've had 3 weeks off.
I know. I got to get back into it. Yeah. Attorney Rashawn Kelly. That's Attorney Rashawn Kelly, I guess.
Wow.
No way. That's the guy.
Is there another?
Yeah, the guy is the sex fiend.
Yeah,
Park Avenue
sex fiend,
in the South
definitely.
Bronx, maybe?
Yeah, but the sex fiend
custodian.
Is the Park Avenue lawyer.
Yeah, but he's not his lawyer. He's not representing himself, right?
No, you'd have to be a fool to do that.
Right.
You'd have
a
fool for
a
client if he did that. Not just a sex fiend. He went on the disturbing binge in late 14. Okay, so following women into lobbies or elevators of their apartment buildings where he'd attack them and try and pull their clothing off.
Here. He's a lawyer. He should know better.
Yeah, he knows it's against the law.
Yeah, he should know.
As a lawyer, you know these things.
Exactly.
You know exactly
what you can't do.
That it's, and you know when
right,
it's against
I'm
the
a
law.
Lawyer. I'm a lawyer.
No, you don't understand. You understand.
I'm a lawyer. It's okay. If
you're a doctor, you can go finger right in the fucking.
Exactly.
No medical, problem.
Medical reasons.
Come on, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
His private practice specializes in business and securities law.
I don't believe that.
I think that
I just don't believe
that's
it.
That's what his practice. I mean, you know,
is he an undocumented lawyer? Perhaps
he undocumented lawyer. arrested 4 years after the attacks. Wow, man, they really they stay on you, huh?
Wait, this happened 4 years ago.
14, 15,
and they're just getting around to this.
4 years after the attacks. I guess when you're a lawyer,
yeah, you could.
You have ways of delaying and stalling, and
be a really good lawyer,
making the investigation slow down.
Wow.
Investigation. East Flatbush resident remained in jail until his arraignment Saturday on burglary, sex abuse, and attempted rape charges. Attempted rape. Mm-hmm. That would be such an insulting thing to be charged
Couldn't even make the rape happen.
I would not want. Yeah, exactly.
couldn't even make it.
Well, you can't rape someone.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
If I'd have tried to rape her, she'd be raped.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Honor.
What kind of man
are
you?
That was not an attempted rape. That was just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
That was foreplay. Grainy surveillance video obtained by cops from the 3 attacks show the suspect wearing a Yankees cap.
Yeah.
That's what you wear if you're trying to be nondescript in New York.
Yankees cap.
I'm just a regular Yankees fan. What could I could never hurt anyone. He's a suspect in 2 additional attacks. Wow.
Wow.
Groping of a woman walking into her building. Sex assault of a 22-year-old woman in a stairwell. Stairwells.
The worst place.
Yeah.
That's where you get raped, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. Women, stop. Don't take the stairs.
Ever. No.
Stay out of the elevators, too.
Just jump.
Fire escapes only.
Oh, no, yeah, just jump.
Just jump.
Best thing to do. If you don't want to get raped, just jump out the window.
What? Stick to one-story buildings.
Your
one-story buildings.
Yeah. In New York, right. Stay on the first floor.
Stay on the first floor.
Yeah, that's what we need. Well, first floor is the woman's floor.
Exactly. And the rest of the building is for the men.
For the men. Yeah, to rape at will. If you go off the first floor, it's on you. You wanted it.
It's implied consent. That's what they call that. Implied consent.
Implied consent. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. We don't do any more. Why is it now? Consent is such a big issue, but it really isn't.
No.
It's not. The only people talking about it are radical feminists. We all, the rest of us know.
Yeah, it's been a non-issue for, you know...
Centuries.
Centuries, thousands of years.
Yeah, millennia.
Yeah, it's...
Even. Whether it's poker, chess, or life, the victory goes to the aggressive, he wrote in a 2010 Facebook post.
Whoa. Okay.
I guess you win.
He's a man of his word. He lives. Yeah. He lives by his word.
It gets bad when he tries to rape you. You should play chess with this guy. Oof. Man, he's got your queen like that. He's a very aggressive, pulls that en passant shit. I don't even know how that works. He's the most aggressive of chess player. He plays chess like he rapes.
He's strategic.
Or like he dates.
Strategic about it.
His 2004 Facebook profile shows him performing at the Gotham Comedy Club.
Oh, holy no. Shit. That too?
What? He's a comic?
What else does it? What doesn't he do?
He's doing bringers. Doing bringers.
Wait.
Getting better and better.
So he's a lawyer comic?
He's a centennial man.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, he's a renaissance man. This is a guy.
Poker player.
Look at it. Look at the face. I mean, that is the face of a renaissance man right there.
Does anybody know this guy in the lobby? Everybody knows this guy? Oh, he's your friend? Oh, tell him he can come in. Oh, yeah, come on in. Of course. Yes, no big deal.
Not here to.
You won't even acknowledge that you came in.
Not here to shoot the place up or anything. It's okay.
Happened.
We got to catch this guy up.
So start from scratch. Start from the beginning.
Cops love sex. So do lawyers. And they like to do it aggressive. Aggressive, making an all-out effort to win or succeed. Competitive, boldly assertive, and forward. Pushy, he posted. That was the rest of the post.
He's pushy.
Yeah, it says, it goes to the aggressive. Aggressive, making an all-out effort to win or succeed. Competitive, boldly assertive, and forward. Pushy. Oh, he put the definition of aggressive there.
On his Facebook.
After saying that the victory goes to the aggressive.
It goes to the aggressive.
Victory goes to the pushy.
Yeah.
You got to be pushy. Competitive, boldly assertive. You got to rip those clothes off in the elevator.
Stairwells.
Give me that pussy. Whether it's the law, be pushy.
There he is.
There's your lawyers here. shit. That's my business lawyer.
Securities.
Now listen, we got to be aggressive. Yikes.
Writing a will? What are you talking about?
You say
writing a will.
Yeah, you are extreme. His apparent online posts, they don't always seem to match his intellectual achievements. He joked about what torts would be involved if a sex crime had been committed against his own sister, musing, did she see it coming? If so, assault and battery. If not, just battery.
Whoa, okay.
Did she see it coming? If so, assault and battery. If not, just battery. If she didn't see it coming, it was just battery. If she saw it coming, it was assault and battery.
This one's going over my head.
Did she see it coming?
Is it lawyer humor?
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Does anybody
assault
understand?
Assault isn't actually a touch.
There
we
go.
If Greg thinks that I'm going to hit him, that's assault.
Uh-huh.
Actually touching him would be battery.
Can you?
Got
so
it.
If I just punch him in the back of the head, that's
Can
battery.
You clear it up there? Anthony?
Oh, I am actually an attorney, and assault is a reasonable fear of imminent harm. Oh. Battery is actually unwanted contact, so there is actually a difference.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Interchangeably, but...
I didn't know that.
So this was Andrew a funny was joke. Right. So we made a so the joke worked.
For once.
Okay, good.
Oh. Well, now I'm not sure if it's a joke.
It was a double jeopardy joke.
It's just kind of a regular
it's
ass...
It's just a shitty
just
example.
Just a legal statement.
Yeah, just a legal...
Wow. I guess this guy does know a couple of things.
He
is he right about anything else?
Do you know him?
These are the attorneys.
Makes sense, Pat. He's like, what you mean, Pat? What you mean, Pat?
If she sees the rape coming.
Right. If she sees the rape coming.
Battery.
It's battery. No, it's assault.
No. If she doesn't see it coming, it's battery.
Right.
If she does see it coming, it's flattery.
There it is.
Flattery.
That's right.
Oof. All right, then. We need more videos, for sure.
Let's see some of those.
Ooh, this one looks like it's going to be fun. The number
We're
three.
Going right to the next one?
Yeah.
Want to take a call, Pat?
Yes, absolutely.
After this video, that's playing.
Do we have sound on this?
Fuck off from around here, because there's kids fucking around here.
What? Oh. 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 Oh.
Busted.
Oh, no.
leave the poor guy alone.
See, that's why sex working should be legal. This guy needs to get his dick
sucked. He sped away. You were unable to. What? He's. Were you following him and not the whore?
Wait, okay, wait. No?
We gotta fuck off from around here, because, this kid's fucking around here.
Listen.
Okay, right. Off she goes.
She got out without showing her face. She's a pro.
Yeah, she knew what she was. She was like,
I feel bad for this guy.
I feel bad for this guy.
He's just trying to,
you know. I mean, I'm a little impressed, to be honest, that this was a priority in his life.
She could tell that was the model 2300, so that means he's got money.
You know, they talk about, like, bringing, like, rejuvenation to retirement homes, like working with children or animals. But what if you had a combination retirement home brothel? Seems like a win-win.
I feel like that probably exists already.
But is it covered by Medicare?
Retirement home brothel?
I feel like things like that.
Like the state of Florida.
Well, they say STDs among the elderly are like higher than they are among teenagers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They've had a lot more time.
True, a whole lifetime to accumulate the STDs.
Yeah, the first couple of times you have sex, you may or may not. And plus, they probably just live with them because it's the least of their worries.
Mm-hmm.
They get all this medication for all the problems.
Right. And it's just like, this herpes is not a problem.
It's not even in the scheme of things. Not in the top eight.
You're right, exactly.
That guy was getting his dick sucked, huh? What do you charge to suck an old fucking?
Yeah, is it less or is it more?
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna take him forever, right?
Right, you gotta figure it's gonna take him forever, but at the same time, you don't have to worry that he's gonna like hit you over the head or anything.
Right,
he's
not gonna.
There's no danger.
Very little risk. In fact, you intend to rob him probably. But do you think that was a man or a woman sucking his dick?
The hip to shoulder ratio looked woman-ish.
Yeah, I thought but it has like a very kind of a manly ass.
Yeah, I was a little confused.
Ass. Let's look at it again.
Who cares as long as she's using her mouth, right?
I mean, I would.
At that age?
All right.
You're like, hey, a mouth is a mouth.
Hey.
A mouth is a mouth. That sounds like some liberal Hillary voter kind of logic.
We don't go for that.
Stronger together, a mouth is a mouth.
On the posters.
We'll not divide us.
2020. A mouth is a mouth.
Only the mouth can divide us.
Let's see. Let's pause it when she stands up.
No, that is chick butt.
Is it?
No,
stand her up a little.
Suspect.
Yeah, suspect is right.
Suspect, to say the least. Yeah,
she's a little bow-legged over there.
Yeah.
Did you say Axl Rose?
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Yeah. I'll just
and he's
take
just
my
like,
purse and go.
He's like ready to have a heart attack right there. He's like, oh my God!
Well, wait a second. Gee.
I paid for this.
I didn't even get a receipt yet.
I want me quid back. Isn't he? He's English, I think, right?
Yeah, this was British.
I want me quid. She took all me quid.
It's like Gary Oldman from Hannibal Lecter. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, the Hannibal Lecter show. Okay, well, we have an X and
phone
a stab.
Call.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Let's take a call. Who do we have on the phone?
Hello? Greetings, Pat.
Oh.
This is the White Knight, warrior of social justice.
Oh, thank you for calling. The White Knight. Wow. The White Knight has called us.
That's great.
Fantastic. Hello, Mr. White Knight. How do you do?
I am very pleased to be graced with your presence, and vice versa, Pat.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Clearly.
He's pleased to be presenced with my grace.
Yes. Well, Pat, I came on your show today to propose an idea to you and your audience.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look at the recent thing with Louis C.K. No matter how hard we tried, he's still out there doing his so-called comedy. Even comics agree that audio should have never been released.
Oh, nobody agrees with that. I mean, when you talk about comics who agree with that, these are third and fourth year female comics who think we can all get together and vote to keep him out of the business or something.
Those are my favorite comedians. I don't know why you disparage such words of them.
Oh, because they're terrible. I mean, that's all. I mean, he's been doing comedy for 40 years or something. He has certainly is going to come back if he feels like it. I mean, you know, what did he do that was so bad anyway?
He talked about the shootings. He said very foul things. He used the nigger word.
Oh, no. Whoa.
I mean the N-word.
Thanks for cleaning that up. White Knight, geez, I hope nobody tweets about this.
That being said, I agree that the audio should have never been released. I think I've come up with a solution. Mm. Okay? Are you ready for this?
I guess so, yeah.
Smartphone licenses, Pat, huh? What do you say?
You have to be licensed to have a smartphone?
Absolutely. Not every peasant farmhand deserves the privilege of a smartphone. Same way not everyone should drive a car. I mean, look at Roseanne Barr. It's obvious with both. Mm. Both of her, you know. Mm. She shouldn't drive or go on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But same time.
Well, the thing is about that is that, you know, Tim Cook runs the universe, and they want to sell a lot of phones over at Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. Well, I think that we have come up with a solution. Me and my team of woke, forward-thinking crusaders have come up with quite the comprehensive questionnaire.
Okay.
Then we set you up in a room with a lie detector test and ask you a few questions.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, it seems like...
This is to get a phone.
Sounds very American.
Most of them are just simple yes or no questions. Okay. For example,
sure.
Is working necessary, yes or no?
Okay, no.
Should pedophilia be considered a crime still?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's certainly deep.
How many genders are there?
Infinite. There's no answer to that.
Yeah, two.
Is the president literally Hitler? See, it's simple. If you answered wrong to any of these, we strip you of your smartphone rights and give you a flip phone from 2006.
That's really kind of a tempting offer, though.
Almost, I would
kind of
almost
like
go
to
for
have
that.
Yeah, I mean, so we wouldn't have to tweet or anything anymore. We would just go back to 2006, and
good for some, but I can't live without my phone, Pat. Let's be real. I'm addicted to the thing.
Oh no, yeah, you would be. Well, you would obviously answer correctly to all those questions.
Yes, and for anybody that answered wrong, they could just wait till the next iPhone comes out, take the questionnaire again, or they could just pay us directly for the monthly fee.
Why? Wow, okay, look, I think that what you have is a very complicated and complex idea that just might work, like all the best ideas.
Mark my words, it's the way of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said maybe if you play your cards right, I mean, well, I can get you in on the ground floor, Pat, huh?
Hmm.
It's a sound flip phone. I assure you.
So it's like you've got a big 2019 plan there, Mr.
Absolutely.
White Knight.
It's my resolution.
We know that you care about social justice and you care about all these women that claim that they were raped when they weren't and everything. And,
absolutely. It's my MO, Pat. I make quite a bit of money off it. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. A woman really? Who's claimed to be raped is even worse off than a woman who actually got raped in a way. You know? I mean, like, she should have...
I think we should believe all women's rape accusations, regardless of severity.
You mean literally believe them?
Absolutely. We believe all women, Pat. Where have you been?
But is belief a choice, really?
I mean, I guess.
I don't think it is. I think it's like attraction, you know? I mean, you either want to fuck somebody or you don't. And you, when they say some shit, you either believe them or you don't. It's not like, how do I choose to believe something?
It sounds like rape culture to me.
No, that's rape culture.
Well, I have faith in women, and you could choose to have whatever faith you want, Pat. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, I hear you. Well, listen, I don't want to fight, so it always turns that
I
way. But
deep. Anyway, Pat, listen, think about what I said, all right? Let me know when you have the money. All right, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, but Mr. White Knight, have you been listening to the new podcast, Too Woke to F?
I haven't. I think I'm a little too woke for it, to be honest.
I don't think you're too woke for this one, sir. No, you would love it. Too Woke to F.
I will check it out, and you will surely hear my outrage.
Okay, all right. Have a good one, Mr. White Knight. Thank you.
Farewell, Pat.
Yeah, what a loser that guy is.
He's got some plans.
He's really, like, thinks he's so great and high and mighty with his fucking... You know,
cell phone, social justice,
and not liking racism and everything, and rape,
believe all women.
I'm sick of all that. Believe all. How can I believe something I don't believe?
Exactly. Well, it's like religion.
It's
at this point.
Just not a choice.
No.
It is like a religion.
It is. It's religion.
You know, the left is
a
fucking religion.
They are a religion now.
Did you see that the James Grant, the cop? is he got off. He was exonerated because they didn't believe the hooker.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Gabby Greco.
I didn't
said
believe her either.
She's full of shit. She's on drugs. Said during the questioning. Now, what they're saying is that she was on a big flight to Vegas, or that's what she claimed.
Right.
You know, she dressed as a flight attendant, and she spent the night with him even. And all this was paid for by a couple of Jews.
How'd they get that to happen?
The Jews decided to. They were getting a deal on what they were buying. This was not retail.
Graft. Heavily discounted.
Yeah, discount graft. During the questioning, at one point, she suddenly asked for a cup of coffee.
That's it. She's lying. That's how you know. Tell.
She was repeated contradictions in an unusual moment during cross-examination when she suddenly asked for a cup of coffee because I have to take my anxiety medication.
Oh, God.
Then she yawned repeatedly and complained she didn't understand the questions. You're making me feel dumb right now,
okay.
She said at one point. Well,
right.
Please.
Okay. Probably not the first time.
We have a nice video of her on the thing.
And you know what? I did not believe her from the beginning.
You didn't.
If you remember, we even talked about it right here on this show.
You didn't believe her.
And I said that I do not believe her.
Why didn't you believe her?
Because, Jesus, how could you believe her? She's a hooker. I know how these women operate.
She might be a hooker with a heart of gold.
Nah,
some honest hookers out there.
It only
man.
Happens in the movies.
What's that, Greg?
Some honest hookers out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not when they're.
There are.
You know.
They'll do what
in
they
front of a, in front of a camera trying to make $10 million off of the city.
What did she think she was going to do? Did you see the Madge? They call her Madge, but her name's Madonna.
Oh.
New butt.
Oh, yeah, her butt implant thing.
She had a butt implant or something.
Yeah, and she's getting very defensive about it, too.
She's like, look, if I want a Mexican butt implant...
That's what I'm doing.
Silicone and whatnot. They fill it with caulk. Yeah.
Concrete.
Ass full of caulk.
Yeah.
That's weird looking. It looks like she had maybe some kind of an explosive device. I mean, like, that is nuts.
It never comes out right. They never look good. They never look good.
That's a weird ass.
It doesn't. It never looks good. It's never right. It's so stupid.
Like a virgin.
My ex-girlfriend's sister had the ass implants, and one of them slid out of place while she was jogging. I'm not even joking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
And she had them done in the United States.
Professionally, yeah. And she was jogging, and it slid down her thigh, the implant
what?
Itself.
Yeah. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened then?
She had to go to the doctor. I mean, she was able, she was like
emergency
mobile.
Room? Do you go to the emergency room right away?
I believe
away,
she or? Went to the ER, and then, but there's nothing the ER is going to do for you.
Like,
they had to call the plastic surgeon in to take care of her, but they sent her home. Like, I think she had to wait like a few days for him to take care of
it. So it wasn't like she was in any danger?
No, it wasn't in any danger aside from having
But if it would have broken, it would have been.
Break an implant. It's really hard to break an implant. Like, that's a myth that
challenge
implants
accepted.
Just burst.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard of it happening.
It's really, really hard to do. I mean, I'm sure it has happened, but it's really hard to make it happen.
I'm sure I heard about it.
But she had
it's
this
a myth.
Bulge in the back.
That's the whole idea of a myth, right? You hear about it.
That's how, that's
yeah, so a big thing. Bulge is under.
Right. In the back of her thigh.
What happened to her ass? Did she have an accident where her ass was fucked up that she had to, like, get
no.
it medically? Or?
No, she's a porn star.
Your sister's a porn star?
No, my ex-girlfriend's sister was a porn star.
Your ex-girlfriend's sister?
Yes, my ex-girlfriend's sister.
Was it?
Did she turn to porn to pay for that new
medical
expense?
No. She had been in porn for quite a while up until that point. And she had progressed from, like...
Turned to porn to pay for the medical treatment.
I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of work release program with your
People
Medicare.
People often turn
I have
to
no
porn
idea.
To get their medical bills.
So she literally had to sit on her thigh.
She... Yes. Yes. It wasn't pretty. It really wasn't pretty.
I bet it was.
It was.
Not anymore.
No.
She had a nice ass going there for a minute.
She eventually she had them both removed and then reconstructed.
Because this is a bad deal.
It's completely not worth it.
Things illegally too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes that was legit.
That was legit. But a notorious, this is a different story. A notorious black market butt lifter smacked with manslaughter charges for a deadly procedure performed in her Bronx home.
Mm-hmm.
In the Boogie D, right there.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Boogie D home.
They're obsessed with
the black market butt lifter.
Big asses, these people.
You don't want to do that, yeah. Who these people? These women, you mean? Ethnically...
certain ethnic.
Endowed... well, at any rate, cops arrested a Whale-esca.
Whale-esca. Nice.
Whale-esca.
Waleska?
Yeah, or Waleska.
Waleska.
The name is Whale and then SCA.
Waleska.
Waleska. Castillo.
Huesca?
44 more the June death of a Philadelphia woman. Her name was Lesbia Ayala.
What the fuck?
Lesbia.
Lesbia. Waleska and Lesbia.
High hopes for your daughter.
Yeah.
Lesbia.
It's like, come
sounds
on.
Like, sounds like a medication. Come on. Ask your doctor if lesbia is right for you.
Side effects include
licking pussy, yodeling in the gully, eating out at the Y.
Oh, dear.
Scissoring. The Isla came to Castillo's Seward Avenue home for a tush. Just put that anywhere. A tush touch-up and suffered a fatal heart attack brought on by systemic silicone embolism syndrome.
Oh, fuck.
That means butt implant broke.
Yep. No, they just inject the silicone right into the ass. That isn't even... When they do these illegal ones, it's not an implant. They
it's
actually,
not even
they
contained.
Take like a syringe of silicone and just... Right in the ass. That's
how do we know it's going to come out in the right shape?
They don't. That's why they always die. They always. That's why these things are always fatal.
How many of the? No, you see, for everyone that's fatal, how many are successful? Perfectly good, but illegal butt implants.
Many of them are.
I mean, that woman's Bronx home. It wasn't like she murdered like thousands of people.
You know, that explains a lot. Now that I think about it, when I first moved to East New York. I just saw some of the goofiest asses I had ever seen in my entire life.
It's
and
an
now
epidemic.
I think it might have been a surgical intervention.
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
Intervention?
Surgical intervention.
I wanted to make it sound slightly more positive.
A surgical
than,
intervention.
You know.
An illegal butt surgery.
Getting silicone injected into your ass directly.
Yeah. Systemic silicone. Due to cosmetic silicone injections of buttocks and thighs. Yeah. She was booked. And they're charging her with manslaughter. How about that?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Illegal, but she's been illegally augmenting derrieres, it says, since 2009. They got one body.
There's got to be others.
Probably less than the fucking.
Probably all moved to the
regular
Dominican.
Doctors.
They moved back to the Dominican Republic or wherever.
Like, look, I got some nice butt, and now I got my husband.
Is that her? Is that the one that died?
That's the one that died, I assume. They wouldn't portray the...
That's Waleska, I think.
That's Waleska.
That's Waleska, really?
Waleska.
Waleska. What? That's the one that with the illegal one, the one that was arrested.
The
that's
caption
her.
Caption just says that Waleska made like a bunch of money. It doesn't say if that's her.
Oh no, yeah, that's not Lesbia. Lesbia has red hair, and she's definitely African American.
What's this one?
She's got her lips stuck out. Looks like she's been working on her own lips.
Yeah,
it's her main source of income. We don't believe that she will stop what she was doing. Wow.
Main source of income.
Yeah, when her clients complained of pain and shortness of breath after a procedure, she warned her not to go to a hospital because the silicone injection was illegal.
Okay. That's what you want to hear. Listen. Whatever you do, don't go to the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You short of breath? Don't go to the hospital. It's illegal. But that's not going to help me, you understand? It's really not going
to help. I can't go to jail, so
just keep
you're just going to have to, you know, try to walk this one off.
She was sentenced to a year in the slammer in 2012, landing back in jail for 9 more months after she was busted doing back alley boob and butt jobs.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nice.
I like that one that we saw. Back alley blowjobs.
Back alley blowjobs.
Back alley. That was a very nice alley, though, wasn't it?
It was, cobblestones, plants. Around.
Right, got kids around here, right?
Oi, oi!
Can't be blowing old men, right? Every sentence ends with, right. Who is this guy? Al Pacino. How about that? Let's watch a video.
You got a video?
Yeah.
We got this one. I want to prep it a little bit.
You want to prep it a little
awesome.
Bit? Oh, okay.
All what? Right, that's all the prepping that I was going to do for it.
Oh, it's all prepped.
Prepped.
Oh yes, I saw that.
It could have been worse.
That's
ching ching.
Why is the music stopped?
Ching, ching.
My goodness, the floor. Usually these things happen in Indonesia, Israel, or some shit.
Third world.
So where is this?
They're always saying they want to tear the roof off the place.
Oh!
They finally did it.
Tear the
pissed.
Roof off the downstairs. The ceiling.
Did any of them die?
I feel like around the beginning, maybe like a first person falls through.
Right, yeah.
You can kind of see, like, everything changed. Somebody definitely got a lot. God. Got very hurt.
Damn.
Says the bitch fell through.
Yeah. You got to love that looks Snapchat like cap.
Bitches, doesn't
yo.
It,
yo. The floor just collapsed.
Yo.
Yo. See, these people, that, anybody who leaves a caption like that, you pretty much
got a pretty good sense of humor.
You're going to need a lawyer.
They're bouncing up and down on the what once it happens, you kind of go, what'd you think it was going to happen?
Right, exactly.
But then you think, like, the floor holds whatever you put on it. I mean,
it doesn't.
This is why the fire marshal counts people when you go to these exactly. events, I guess, right?
What
this
if there's why. Another another dance party downstairs?
Yeah, then they would have been on the receiving
it
end
all falls
of some,
through. Yeah.
Some
yeah.
bad shit.
It would have been some great, beautiful video if there were some people over there.
Yeah, I guess it would be more satisfying if that happened.
I mean, bunch yeah, of
they were down there. You'd be like, well, at least it wasn't for nothing.
That's
so, yeah, this is the briber who got convicted, by the way. So if you thought I was kidding about that whole thing.
There he is.
He's an Orthodox Jewish gentleman. Jeremy Reichberg was one of the guys, and the other one was Reichnitz. Jonah Reichnitz.
Was this the guy?
That was James Grant. Looks just like Keith the cop. He's like, look at me. I didn't get
convicted. Oh, hey.
I am all good. All smiles, James Grant. Good for you. James Grant. Glad that it worked out.
There is justice
in
the world.
Tale of two verdicts says, yeah. They look, I mean, why fuck with him? He's the lowest guy on the totem pole in this situation, mm-hmm. I think.
It really is. It's true.
What is this, Jerry, don't do it, damn it, Jerry?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Uh oh. Uh-oh.
Truck we're looking at. Some
strange. Oh, is that a cop?
Do what they say.
Jerry, do what they say.
Oh, they're trying to get a guy out of the truck.
Jerry, just do what they say. Let's go. Jerry, stop trying to rape the cop.
Jerry, do what they say. Jerry, do what they say.
Jerry.
Jerry.
The final moments of Jerry Reed.
Jerry.
Oh, bandit!
Oh, shit!
Jerry!
Oh, yeah. No. See, this is why women can't be cops.
They lose their temper.
You're gonna get hurt, Jerry, if you don't stop.
Yeah, she's right. He's getting good advice.
I mean, Jerry.
Oh! Oh! You grab her ass?
You're gonna get a charge, Jerry.
No, a charge?
He's already charged.
Charge.
Stop,
yeah.
Jerry.
There's gonna be some charges. So there's a guy down there.
Yeah.
Between the two.
It's Jerry.
It's Jerry.
You know Jerry. Come on, Jerry.
Jerry, I think those Seinfeld blue jeans are Jerry.
Has been pulled over.
The blurred out ass.
Is this a famous Jerry? It must be.
Don't you recognize that ass?
Jazz, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, I didn't do anything!
Oh,
trying to shoot my show! It's my show!
Oh! Jerry!
That's not what they said.
Oh. Jerry, what are you doing?
Jerry, they're gonna hurt you.
He's getting away! He's getting in the cop car!
Fuck!
Jerry won!
Jerry! Jerry!
Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Jerry! Jerry, don't do it!
Don't do it, Jerry!
Do it, Jerry! Do it!
Run over her.
I think he's past the point of listening to that advice.
Yeah! Eastbound and down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, this is great.
Well, now who are you talking to?
That
never
is...
found
Can you believe oh what Jerry God. Just did?
Holy shit.
Oh, you can't make that shit.
Wow. Jerry.
Jerry's still on the run.
He's on the loose. Yeah.
Got some spunk to him, Jerry.
Jerry's at large.
Jerry's at large. Jerry's at Ben and Jerry's.
Those two cops are not going to have a good time at the... They have a lot of explaining to do.
Jerry didn't look that tough.
He did not look that tough.
He didn't even have his pants all the way up.
He got the best of
be
two cops.
Easy to overcome. Like
stole their car.
Stole their car, even.
And got away.
Yeah. They should have just shot him from the beginning, right?
Right.
That's why they shoot people.
This is why you shoot people.
He has really got a superpower there, isn't it?
It's called meth.
I am not going anywhere. PCP?
PCP.
It's too logical for PCP.
Right, I know. He
got away.
He strategized that.
Why didn't know... I guess, like, just like some hard rights from a female cop.
It's not going to do much to you.
You have to like get the stick out earlier and mean right. it.
Taser.
There must be a decisive moment in there when he actually gets away. How the fuck did he do that?
Had the willingness.
Yeah,
had
it,
the
was, willingness. It was sheer will. It was willpower. Triumph of the will. Willingness,
man. He was like.
It was a good movie.
No, like. Here, look, after they get him out of the car.
Right,
look,
okay.
They're
so
trying to get
they
the
think
cops.
They've got him now. He's in a puddle.
Yeah,
he was all aroused.
Like his,
the guy's trying to not touch his ass. That's what that, so he doesn't want to sit on him.
See,
his dick is rubbing up against the concrete.
In reality,
ouch!
They probably should have gone for the ass.
Oh, my pants are coming off.
Oh no! What am I doing?
See, took away the club. That was it, right there.
The club.
That was it.
Knocked her down.
He somehow
and beat her with it.
Wait, right, roll it back. Let's see how that. How did he do that? How did he
even pull his pants up?
How did he get away from this?
Look,
second
they've got pulls him. The baton from this yellow guy.
He rolls the yellow guy over and
I
then
think
beats
it's a yellow
him.
Woman.
You're gonna, Jerry.
It can't be two women. They never team two women up.
I don't think so. No, and the guy, and nobody seems, there's no sense of urgency to get him to not you drive away in the car.
Right, I know.
He's like moving in slow motion.
They're tired. They probably never fought for that long in their life, you know?
God, they're, this is nuts.
This is amazing, man.
Jerry, they're going to hurt you.
Clear away. And he's like,
nope, in the car.
This is not like a speedy getaway.
It's like, Mom, I'm fine. I got it.
God damn.
Jerry, don't do it.
She was wrong about Jerry, everything so far.
It's like, yep.
Well, if you get into the car, you better drive away.
That's it. It's your glory yeah. right there. It's your moment of glory.
Like, that boy, guy runs
this
after.
Is, this is, yeah.
I'll get him.
You come back.
It's like.
Do we know anything about the story? I mean, is it DUI or?
What do they say to each other?
That's what I'm saying. These cops have a lot of explaining to do.
Ma'am, we're going to need that video.
I need your cell phone right now.
Yeah. We're going to need that video.
In fact, just give us the phone.
Last known photo of Jerry.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, that was...
Nobody can ever know about this.
Damn it, Jerry. Damn it.
Wow.
All right. Well, why not? Why not look at another video?
Yeah. Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah. One good
Let's
video. And,
that was a good
and
one.
We'll just have another one.
Shit.
Team Burning.
Jerry Part 2?
Wait.
I love this video.
Look at this here.
Oh,
this
no.
This is why you do that. Drink and drive. Look at that. So you see? It looks like they hit this motherfucker. Bounced off this motherfucker. Made it hit this motherfucker. Put half the engine. Put the engine back in this motherfucker. Swipe the side of this motherfucker. Half the fucking car is underneath of this motherfucker, which end up pushing this motherfucker into this motherfucker.
This guy works
steal
for Allstate.
Steal those car parts and tore off the window and the mirror on this motherfucker.
The insurance adjuster.
Yep.
Looks like he came back, got a control for a second, and then hit this motherfucker.
That's Allstate stand.
Pulled it back onto the street, came back while he was
he
at it.
Every car.
We not paying you at all.
Hit this motherfucker.
Damn. And then he hit this motherfucker.
Fall in the trail, swerved around, slammed that motherfucker into that
oh,
motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Swerved around. Looks like he sideswiped this motherfucker right here on his way out, the motherfucker.
Who could have done all this?
Of,
it's
I'm
Jerry.
Assuming this is,
Jerry.
I mean,
Jerry.
Look, he's got to be a loyal type.
Jerry.
Jerry. But damn.
But damn. Damn.
Nipped this motherfucker right here while he was at it.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't done. Knocked the bump off that motherfucker. Managed to gain control. I wonder what the fucking car looks like. Do not drink and drive.
No.
You will fuck up a whole bunch of people's morning and shit. There's around 8 motherfuckers that's gonna come out this joint and be so fucked up at that motherfucker.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
Be safe out there.
That's some idiot.
Be safe out there.
It's a little bit of profanity. Yeah. It seemed like a gratuitous.
He likes
amount
the word.
Of profanity.
It's his
yeah.
word. It's his catchphrase. Motherfucker.
Who said but these motherfuckers?
This motherfucker.
Jerry, that was in Pulaski County, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ah.
Yeah, and
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry was. Yeah, a patrol car was stolen. He'd scuffled with these deputies. Video was recorded on a cell phone by a friend. And the video, shows everything that happened. His name was Jerry York, 51.
Jerry York.
And reportedly bit a deputy's hand.
Wow.
Struggle began as they tried to place him in handcuffs.
Okay.
Deputies also tried using a taser. It failed. York was able to get into the patrol car, lock them out, drive away. Eventually stopped and arrested just a short distance away. He was only 11 miles away. Two deputies and the suspect had to be treated for minor injuries, and he was arrested on a string of charges.
Yeah, probably a lot of charges now.
Boy, that was great.
It was Jerry.
Yeah.
I wish he would have gotten further, though.
He probably got away and like was not thrilled with the chase anymore, so to get more stars or something.
He slowed down to get more stars.
He's trying to like really get all five going.
Get all five.
Exactly. And you get the National Guard out.
The helicopter, the tank, and everything. Yeah.
Jerry. Do we have a call here? Jimmy Black? Am I seeing that right?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. Jimmy. Thanks, man.
I do that. I lived in Arkansas for about a year and a half, and I never heard anyone use that word ever.
Which
fucker?
Oh, motherfucker?
Jerry?
But motherfucker, yeah.
Oh.
I'm confused. No, that was Jerry. Jerry was from Arkansas.
Jerry was the Arkansas one.
All right, okay.
Lived in Arkansas for a year and a half?
Yep, I lived in Searcy, Arkansas. I went to college there for a year and a half.
Wow, did you like it there?
It was a different change. I didn't know that there were nice people outside New York, so that was that, you know. But that Jerry thing was the funniest thing I ever saw. He had like a superpower of a slippery ass.
Oh yeah,
he just got away.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I don't know what happened?
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering, was he arrested down the road by two male officers? That's my question.
Oh, he must have been. Probably by more than two.
Big ones.
Yeah. Some guys who were willing to do what it takes.
Yeah. They sent out the A-team for him.
I bet you they were a little less gentle the next time they came across him.
It's like,
probably a lot of gun pointing on the ground, shit like that. A lot of use of the phrase, or we'll shoot.
Yes. Yeah.
It's very funny because all that maneuvers that female cop was using, they worked on Charlie's Angels in the 70s.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Not so much in 2018 in reality.
Thank you. Thanks, Jimmy, for the call.
No.
Appreciate it. I don't want to bum you out with the next story. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. The captain is dead. The captain is dead.
Which captain?
The captain of Captain and Tennille.
Oh, Captain and Tennille.
Died of kidney failure in Arizona.
How old was he?
He was 76.
Okay, all right, 76.
It's crazy, right? It's only 76. We see a little love will keep us together.
The age things happen.
Love will keep... Muskrat Love was another of their hits.
Love was the other one.
That's what you want to think about, ain't it? A couple of muskrats
just doing it.
Fucking.
Yeah, it's... Wait, wasn't that a joke? Didn't we have that guy on the show before the break? Who had the rat sex joke? Don't you remember him?
Rat sex?
Don't you remember the guy we had here? He did the rat sex joke?
I don't recall.
It was just a couple weeks ago.
Is there a video for this?
Yeah.
It sounds like...
Right, exactly. He looked like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah?
Dude, how do you not remember?
Oh, right. He looked like Andy Kaufman.
Right, yeah.
See, that right there, this was a huge hit. It's about how love will keep you together.
Yeah.
You don't have to get along.
No.
You don't have to... You can do anything. These two used to date. They broke up. It was his ex-wife.
There it is. Oh, it's live, too.
That's Tennille.
Oh, and there's the captain.
And they were together. Look at him. He needs 9 keyboards. All the right sounds. See, and they got one of each back there as the background singers. The long-haired one, the short-haired one. The Mackenzie Phillips type. And the what's the other one's name who's with Mackenzie Phillips?
I don't know.
Little sister? No, the one in One Day at a Time.
Oh.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah.
Oh, got some chubs in there. Those women were considered skinny in the 70s.
I'm not sure that's a woman on the left, right?
Oh. Yeah, that's... They didn't
that's
have
a woman.
Trannies back then.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's a man.
There he is. When men were men.
It's a Wolfman Jack kind of a look, yeah. Look at that. She killed him, basically. You know, she turned out to be a super bitch. Wanted all the money.
Really?
Yeah, wouldn't talk to him. Oh, yeah, she was... It was, I will.
She was like,
I will.
Look, I'm the captain now.
Betty White? Holy shit.
Oh, I am the captain now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do this on stage, are you, Mr. Quint? There we go. But so he's dead.
Okay.
And it was her that killed him. Not really.
You know, his kidneys.
He's a brilliant musician with many friends. Brilliant. Loved him greatly. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people who never really paid attention to him or heard of him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A stabbing suspect was busted in McDonald's. A Connecticut fugitive wanted for stabbing his girlfriend 30 times.
Wow.
An attack she amazingly survived was busted at a McDonald's near Rockefeller Center. So you got a lot of people run to New York, I guess, when they after they stab their girlfriends and whatnot.
Yeah, sure.
Fast food outlet on 6th Avenue, just west of 47th Street. Oh, I've been there a ton of times.
Yeah.
Ton of times. Go there all the time.
This isn't where you want to run to after you stab somebody, though.
You will run to, to New York, why?
No, we have cameras. Like, in the 70s, maybe, you could get lost in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, in 2019,
no.
You don't.
Yeah, post 9/11.
They'll find you in 5 minutes.
They put the cameras up. Right. And not every city has that.
Almost.
Some
don't.
Some don't. Which ones don't? That's why we did compile a list. Good cities to run to.
Right.
If you've murdered,
every time. Murdered somebody.
How many times you stab? Can we work on that, Drew? Maybe we can get a list. Drew is like, he's 24/7 crime report all week.
Oh, is that?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, that's all he thinks about.
Assignments.
All he thinks about.
I'm worried about what city it is not going to catch me.
He'll make some things up.
Murder fugitive cities.
So they got him. He doesn't look like a stabber, does he? I mean, he looks...
No, not at all.
That guy's like, can't wait to stab somebody. Stabbing is like playing chess. Be aggressive, break the skin, repeated slashings.
The aggressor wins.
Yes, so the winner goes the aggressions.
Just like Jerry.
Just
like Jerry.
You have to have perseverance, determination, ignorance. Yeah.
Triumph of the will.
All right, well, it's a couple of other videos before we get out of here, 30s. I guess. Look twice when crossing in the middle of traffic.
Oh, there she goes.
Just like that.
Down.
But she get ahead. And it down goes Frasier.
And run her over just for good measure.
Wow. There you go. And that's what happens. Like,
Light was
green.
First, I thought she got out of that car.
So are the vehicles involved in the vehicular manslaughter.
Right away. Oh, just, you know, whatevs.
One more time. Why
just
not?
On one side?
Time. She was already hit by a bus. What do you want me to do? Be late on top of that?
How do you not see the bus?
Right, how did she not know the bus was
coming? That's a large bus.
Oh.
It's a large, bright yellow and green looking bus.
Boom!
Oh, man.
And then...
Don't look once, look twice.
Okay.
She just really hates the color green
boom.
Now.
I mean, very close to running over the hair. I work hard on the hair, and he runs over it.
Well...
All right, what else?
Closed casket or couple is more it funeral here. Pyre over in that part of the world?
She recovered. She turned out she was okay.
Really?
Funeral pyre.
No.
There's another truck.
As far as we know, she's
something
dead.
Something or other happening.
Oh!
Oh! The dude flying out of there. Holy
yes! Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, it's going in slow.
Oh!
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 Bad dude.
Oh!
Wow!
And he's still ejected.
He's still like.
That's what happens when you don't buckle up.
Click it or ticket.
He's sitting position.
Fuck!
He landed in that passenger seat.
He landed.
He flies like a sitting man.
No.
Wow.
He's the sitting man.
How does he even, what makes him run into that? Just like, just loses control, I guess, huh?
Just
and just like
control.
Comes into the, rams into the median, cement.
Divider.
Divider there, yeah, right. And
that's it, yeah.
Looks like he's coming straight on.
Yeah.
That had to be straight on. That's not him swirling around, man. That looks like it's head on.
I've seen a live action. I've seen a sedan flip over just like that.
That's some ISIS shit, huh? Yeah. Suicide truck wrecker.
Wow.
That's barriers.
So you think this guy turned out to be okay? He's probably okay.
Probably fine.
Okay, how about this one? Bars that come out of nowhere?
Bars that come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Gotta stay out of prison. They got the wrong kind of bars in there.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, okay, whatever. Didn't see that coming.
Yep.
Oh, where did that? What is that?
Someone caught her getting a blowjob.
She had to get out of there quick.
She's making her escape.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Oh, my God. How do you think I got so fucked up to begin with? She took too many hard ones to the head.
One too many bars.
Probably, this happens to most drivers at least once a week, apparently. And,
this next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this next one is very common. It's happened to all of us.
Oh, right. We've all had days like this.
Obviously doing the right thing here.
Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, but he got up.
Yeah, you think, like, you've run up, you've hit a sign, you're trying to leverage the vehicle off.
And then,
now your balls are liquefied.
Oh, this is a good idea. Oh. Nobody will notice. I'll be fine. The cops aren't here yet. Hey. And boom. No kids.
Oh, I could feel that.
He stood right up after that.
Oh, I could feel
that.
Oh, yeah. You stand right up.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's like, maybe salvage anything out of this situation. Well, thanks for being here, Thomas Palladino. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
And Greg the Greek, where can we find you or know anything about you?
Well, this Friday night, I'm hoping that you're going to be joining us at Bagels and Baklava.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Can't wait.
We've been selling out. This is the fourth week last week that we sold out.
Oh, so, that's great. Broadway Comedy Club, right?
Broadway Comedy Club, Friday night at 8 o'clock, Bagels and Baklava. Then you and I will be together in Wallington, New Jersey.
Oh, yes, yes.
We'll be headlining in February. Yes.
In February, February 23rd, I think.
Yes, it is. Yes,
February 23rd in what, New Jersey?
Wallington, New Jersey. It's a winery called Make Wine With Us, and we're already close to the 100 mark, people buying tickets.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, we'll definitely keep you reminded on that one, everybody, you know, and you'll come back again before then, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I'd like to talk about the movie. My movie's coming out next, probably in 3 months.
Yes, it's Greggy.
Charlie Boy. Charlie Boy, yes. It's
Charlie Boy.
Yes, starring role Charlie Boy, and I'm really happy, and I'm excited about you coming down this Friday night.
Yeah, too. Friday night at Bagels and Baklava. The other day I was working out, I got a little Charlie Boy.
Yeah, that's happening. Got a little in the calf.
Bagels and Baklava.
Bagels and Baklava.
Yeah, and Andrea, thanks for being here. Are you going to be on Tom Shalhoub tomorrow?
On Tom Shalhoub?
Calling in?
You know, I'll see if I'll let my boss will let me play hooky again. Probably not, but...
Bummer. Wow, just bummed everybody out. Such a fun show. Will you talk?
I'll call in at the bottom of the hour if you're going to be on, Pat. How's that?
Out of here, you. And thanks to our audience for being here tonight. You guys are the best. And Drew and Peter. Thanks, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Yeah. Later.